Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 20. Their children also shall be as formerly, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. He's going to punish our oppressors. Terrible things have happened to the people of God, his true remnant followers, over the centuries. They have been oppressed. Notice here, he says, I will punish those that oppress them, but realize that they are oppressed. So let's not think it a strange thing, or let's not say that, why should I follow the Creator? I will be oppressed. I'm going to tell you the truth is this, that suffering comes to all men, regardless. We all have our appointed suffering. Even the Messiah was perfected or matured through suffering. How much more us? He was sinless, yet he suffered and was matured by it, by suffering. We need it. If it was good for him, then it's much better for us. But we know we can have confidence that he will punish all that oppress us. You know, and I desire punishment for no man. I would rather that my oppressors repent. That's right, because the Messiah said, pray for them that oppress you. So there's hope for them. I would not want anyone to suffer in hell for eternity. I would rather see them repent and share in the glory of his kingdom forever. Though I realize at the same time that most will not. They simply will not. So realize that oppression will come to the remnant, to those that follow him. Suffering is allotted for every man. You can't escape it by running to him, and you can't escape it by running away from him. It will come. What really matters is what you allow that suffering to do to you. What kind of man will it make out of you? What kind of man will it reveal in you, that suffering? Will you curse God, or will you call on him for comfort? What kind of man are you? And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. That's us, fathers, us godly men, who seek a godly seed. That's us. He's talking about us. Are you going to approach near? Are you going to approach unto him? Who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith Yahuwah? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I love those words. I want to be his people, and I want him to be my God. He is my lawgiver. I am a part of his holy nation. Behold the whirlwind, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 3. Behold, the whirlwind of Yahuwah goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of the heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 1. At the same time, saith Yahuwah, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. And I think if you're reading in the prophecies there, you'll find that the woman was given a time of rest in the wilderness. I think you can key this in to prophecy. You find these keys in prophecy, so you'll remember to look up the wilderness, and you'll find this reference here back to Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, let us go up to Zion unto Yahuwah our God. For thus saith Yahuwah, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahuwah, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind, the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. They shall come weeping and with supplications, and I will lead them and cause them to walk by the rivers of water in the straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahuwah, O ye nations, and declare unto the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For the wheat, and for the wine, and for the oil, and for the young, and of the flock of the herd, and their souls shall be as watered garden, and they shall not sorrow at all any more. And I have to make a comment here. He talks about bringing them out of the north. Now, if you've been with me as we went through Jeremiah, he prophesied that the king of the north, and we learned that the king of the north was Babylon. Of course, from the south was Egypt, and Babylon came from the north of Israel. And of course, all of these things are a type of that which will come in the resurrection after the times of the Gentiles, because those things are going to happen at the same time. When the times of the Gentiles ends, as prophesied by Daniel the prophet and the Messiah, the picture is this from Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which Daniel foretold, or which Daniel explained to us, interpreted, that's the word I was looking for, which Daniel interpreted, and he said that a great mountain representing the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, was going to come out of the sky, or out of the heavens, and it was going to strike the image, Mystery Babylon, in the feet, okay? And that's at the end, because the beginning of the image was the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar. He said, Thou, O king, art the head of gold. And as we went through history, we moved down the image to the feet, to the times of the ten toes, the feet, and the times of the iron mingled with clay. And the kingdom of God, represented by a mountain coming out of the heavens, strikes the image in the feet, and it is obliterated. And the wind drives away the chaff, it's like powder, and the wind drives it away like the chaff of the threshing floor, so that there is no place found for them anymore. Okay? So these are the nations, these are the kingdoms of men. This does not represent all of the people, because a lot of people say, the leaves of the trees along the river will be for the healings of the nations. I had one man told me, he said, so see, the nations will be there. But he was getting it mixed up, because he was thinking that these nations, ethnos, was the same thing as kingdoms and governments. Yes, the leaves of the trees along the river of life will be for the healing of the nations, and that refers to the peoples and the families of the earth, not to the kingdoms of powers and governments. Those are abolished and blown away like the chaff of the threshing floor, so that no place is found for them. We have to differentiate between the governments, the beast governments of Mystery Babylon, the times of the Gentiles, or the times of the nations occupying Jerusalem until the times of the nations shall be fulfilled. We have to differentiate there. We have to rightly divide the Word of God and discern the difference there. And at that time, that is also the time when the last trump will sound, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are alive at that time, and I believe that's several hundred years from now at least, then those who are alive and remain will be caught up into the spiritual realm, into the air, and so we shall ever be with Yahuwah, with our God. So this is a type, and the coming back, this is a type of that, and we can see that in these prophecies of Daniel, how that is a type. But literally and physically, in the flesh, on the earth, them coming out of the kingdoms of the north is them returning from Babylon. It does not refer to the Jews or what of Khazar persuasion or whatever they are, of the Babylonian Talmudic religion called Judaism being practiced today by those people. This is not a reference to people returning or coming out of Russia. In context, if you take the context of Jeremiah, the people that were captured by the king of the north, Babylon, returned from the north, Babylon. It's not as the futurists, the false prophets of the left behind, rapture cult, escapist persuasion believe. That's all fantasy. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 11. For Yahuwah hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he, referring to Babylon. And therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahuwah, for wheat and for wine and oil, and for the young of the flock and for the herd, and their soul shall be watered as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahuwah. Thus saith the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. And here we're changing the gears, you can tell again. It's quite a different prophecy from the one that just ended there in verse 14. You can see that Jeremiah is definitely changing gears. And here's what happened. They were taken captive for 70 years, and then the prophecy came, and they returned to the land. Daniel got his prophecy of 2,300 days, and those were literal days, because if you read the prophecy, and you realize that he was given the prophecy in the first year of the reign of that king, and then you go over to, what book is it? I can't remember, but it says, in the sixth year of the reign of that same king began the walls to be rebuilt, and the temple was to be rebuilt. 2,300 days is somewhere between 6 and 7 years. And what would have happened? And it says that the temple would be cleansed in 2,300 days, and it was. The temple was rebuilt, and then the first thing they would do before they would reinstitute the sacrifice would have a ceremonial cleansing of the temple, just as Daniel prophesied 2,300 days later, not years, A lot of the new prophets are all false. It was literally fulfilled in a literal 2300 days. So Israel was back in the land 70 years later, and they were in the land for 490 years, all 400 to 500 years before the Messiah came. They were in the land, and all these things that were prophesied here by Jeremiah came to pass. They had the peace, they had the bridegroom, they had the marrying, they had the rejoicing, they had the faithful, and of course you always have the unfaithful. All of these things were fulfilled in that time of peace, which exceeded 400 years after they returned and rebuilt the temple and rebuilt the walls of the city. And they enjoyed these things that Jeremiah was prophesying for over 400 years, just as the prophet foretold. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And they did. I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahuwah. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah. Now you can tell there's a definite changing here. This is a change in tenor of voice. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation. And it said Ramah was the name of four places in Palestine. And bitter weeping, Rachel, weeping for her children. Now Rachel is a term that means woman, because it refers to the wife of Jacob. So it is the women of Jacob weeping for her children. Refuse to be comforted for her children because they are not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yahuwah. They shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is a hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou to me, and I shall be turned, for thou art Yahuwah, my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yes, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Ephraim, my dear son, a pleasant child, for since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, set upon thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to thee with these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about thy backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, or Yahuwah bless thee, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and all the cities thereof together, husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked, and behold, and my sleep was sweet upon me. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beasts. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, I will watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yahuwah, in those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity, and every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And these are good words here, and this is going to be a great place to start when we come back next time for Cross the Border. This is Nicholas. I'm asking you to visit my website, crosstheborder.org, and take advantage of the resources there. Catch up on these studies if you missed out. If you missed out the first hour today, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit heavy upon me. You should hear that word and take advantage of the other studies there. If you haven't gone through our study in Genesis, please do. And remember, there's nothing more important than that you cross the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and live forever. Until next time, and as always, hallelujah.